This is the Wizard News for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. Musical accompaniment by Flippo Music from the album Dao Tunes, or in Chinese, All Tunes. On August 30th, the building at 2845 West Palmer Street received a notice from the Department of Water Management, DWM, saying they were going to cut down a healthy, mature, 130-year-old catalpa tree in front of the property in order to replace the water pipes. Resident Emma Postero is working with Alderman Laspada to convince the DWM to use cured-in-place piping or another method to replace the pipes. The Alderman has already called the DWM to put the order on hold. DWM told him that the tree was dying, which is false. The Alderman came to the property to see the tree for himself and saw that it was perfectly healthy. He is scheduling a meeting with DWM to try to stop them from destroying the tree. Postero sees the tree every day out her window, and it is her friend and a source of comfort and joy. Postero said that the old trees of Logan Square are what makes it a desirable place to live. This instance is an example of a larger epidemic in the city. Chicago's DWM is cutting down more trees than we plant every year, and Chicago already has fewer trees than many other cities. According to a 2020 article in the Chicago Sun-Times, since 2010, due to disease and other factors, Chicago has lost an average of 10,000 more trees than it has planted every year. That's 200 fewer trees in each of the city's 50 wards on average every year. The city now has a tree canopy that covers just 19% of its land. The metropolitan area has a canopy of 15.5%. By comparison, New York has 21% coverage and Los Angeles has 25%. In other words, Chicago has lost about 3% of its tree canopy since 2010. A 2010 article in DeepRoot.com states that the national average of tree cover in major U.S. cities is 27.1%. American Forest Organization recommends an average of 40% tree canopy coverage in areas east of the Mississippi. In the Southwest and Dry West, that number is 25 to 35%, depending on the type of development. With about 400,000 lead water pipes that the DWM will be replacing in the coming years, Chicago has a choice. Cut down all our trees to do that? So far, that is how the city has been doing their business as usual. There are alternatives, and other cities are using them. One of the most common alternatives is cured-in-place pipe, or CIPP, and it has been used successfully in many other cities in Illinois, including Evanston, Rockford, Arlington Heights, and Lombard. It essentially installs a liner inside existing mains, meaning they don't need to be removed. Chicago's sister city, Toronto, has been using this method since 2003. Chicago did a trial of this method fairly recently, but some experts say it was done poorly and was doomed to fail from the beginning. Another technique is called air spading, in which high-pressure air, instead of actual spades or other heavy equipment, is used to remove the soil around a tree's roots. This form of gentle exposure shows where a tree's roots and pipe might intersect, and allows for targeted pruning of roots versus removal. Posterior hopes that we can stand as an example to other cities by showing how much we value our trees, especially mature trees like the catalpa outside her window, by not only planting more, but by using methods like cured-in-place piping or air spading that spare them. Replacing 130-year-old mature trees with baby 1-year-old trees, the city's current practice is insufficient. The new Chicago Urban Forestry Advisory Board is forming within the next few months. Hopefully, they will act as our city's much-needed Lorax and speak for the trees. But in the meantime, Emma Postero is trying to fulfill that role. Source: Emma Postero and WZRD, September 6th, 2021.
All these things that ring so true are understood.